USA News, I'm John Schaefer. A Manhattan federal jury concluded on Friday that former President Donald Trump is liable to pay $83.3 million to writer E. Jean Carroll. That's for public statements he made in 2019, which disparaged Carroll and denied her rape allegations. The White House is upholding its support for Israel in response to the International Court of Justice's ruling, which calls on Israel to minimize the civilian death toll in Gaza. National Security Council spokesman John Kirby emphasized to reporters that the court's decision aligns with the administration's stance that Israel should reduce civilian casualties in its conflict with Hamas. The governor of Louisiana says he stands beside neighboring Texas and its decision to have National Guard troops in the Lone Star State continue erecting razor wire along the Rio Grande. Ryan Daniels has more.
This despite a U.S. Supreme Court ruling that called it an overreach of authority.
We stand with Governor Abbott and Texas in reminding the federal government that under our Constitution, states are still sovereign.
Governor Jeff Landry in a video posted to X in a statement on Thursday, Governor Greg Abbott said Texas has the authority to defend its borders.
The South Carolina primary is next month. GOP presidential candidate Nikki Haley has her sights set on making it past that state. Haley spoke about her campaign's future on Fox's America's Newsroom.
Only two states have voted. We have 48 states left. We're going to keep going as long as we keep growing, and I think that's what the American people want.
Haley says she's looking forward to the voting in South Carolina, a state where she served as a two-term governor. A government economic agency indicates that prices were moderating as 2023 concluded. The Bureau of Economic Analysis released the Personal Consumption Expenditures Price Index for December, revealing that inflation remains stable at 2.6%. This is USA News.
Do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call. Because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at crazy low prices. They have access to great prices and discounts at over 500 different airlines. Plus 300,000 hotels and rental car companies. Their prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find the best price for you. Call SmartFares today and get ready to see the world with a fat wallet.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. That's 800-871-3291.
The U.S. is intensifying efforts to secure the release of remaining hostages held by Hamas in Gaza. CIA Director William Burns is scheduled to meet with officials from Israel and Qatar this weekend amid the ongoing conflict between Israel and Hamas. The FAA says Boeing can once again fly its 737 MAX 9 planes. The agency just completed its safety review following the in-flight blown Alaska Airlines door plug. Airlines will roll out the planes over the next few days. A total of 120 Republican members of Congress signed a letter urging the Biden administration to withdraw its controversial regulations targeting gas-powered vehicles in favor of electric vehicles. The administration's out-of-touch de facto EV mandate ignores the reality that most Americans still prefer gas vehicles. That's what the letter has pointed out. Meta is removing teenagers' ability to receive messages from strangers on Facebook and Instagram. The company is saying this week the changes are part of its ongoing effort to provide age-appropriate experiences for teens across its social media apps. Under the new default settings, teens will not be able to receive messages on Instagram or Facebook Messenger from anyone they don't follow or aren't connected to. It applies to users under the age of 16 or 18 in certain countries. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.